Well, good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Friday, April 3rd, 2020, and we have 14 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have west to northwest winds, 5 to 10 knots today, wind waves from the west, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 4 feet at 8 seconds apart. And today we're going to talk more about what I was talking with you yesterday about. I had some things I didn't get to share with you, and there have been some new developments in this issue with the Coast Guard in Florida declining to take medevac people, essentially. You know, they go out and rescue, lower a basket and take somebody off in a helicopter who's ill on a cruise ship. That happens routinely. They declined to do that in the Florida area because In their set, area of responsibility there, it's called the 7th District. We here in the Northwest are in the 13th Area District. And the whole purview of the Coast Guard, all of their areas are divided by numbers into sections of the country. And Florida happens to be the 7th District. But they were declining to do that because they shoreside hospitals and medical facilities were just overloaded because of COVID-19. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that and also a little bit of a tie-in to us here in an area that does often see, under normal circumstances, cruise ships in the spring. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 5 inbounders, we have 3 in our Astoria anchorage, and we have 6 outbounders. So 14 altogether, that still remains a pretty good, healthy ship schedule. Haven't seen any serious downturns in our ship numbers, so that's good. Maritime workers are considered an essential service, so they will likely keep working during this situation as long as it's safe and feasible for them. So we have the Zeno arriving from Los Angeles, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's going upriver eventually to Portland to pick up potash. She arrived in Astoria's anchorage around 6 a.m. The Osprey Arrow, she's a bulk carrier that comes into the river fairly often, so you may recognize her name. We get some that are just regulars. They're kind of on a regular run, and they come in once every couple of weeks or every couple of months, depending on what their schedule is. She's arriving from China, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She's going to the Port of Portland eventually to pick up soda ash. She will pass Astoria around 11:30 a.m. and arrive in Vancouver by 5:30 p.m. The AEC Ability 2, arriving from Indonesia, is headed for Astoria's anchorage. She should be there by about 11:30 this morning. She'll be carrying wheat eventually when she goes up river and picks it up. The Glovis Crown is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. She's a car carrier with brand new Hyundais on board, headed for the Port of Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. You might see her in Portland by 7:30 in the evening. The Icy Bay is a bulk carrier arriving from San Francisco, headed for the Longview anchorage. She's going to Portland to pick up, actually, I think she's going to Longview. Sorry about that. She's going to the Longview anchorage. She's going to Longview to pick up petcoke. And often ships will go and wait in the Longview anchorage until it's their time to sidle up to the dock nearby. So she will pass Astoria around 11:30 p.m. You might see her in Longview about 3.5 hours later on Friday morning. And Saturday morning, this is Friday. So in our Astoria anchorage, we have the Global Bonanza awaiting orders, the African Queen, and the Kohinoor. All those ships are awaiting orders. I think they're all wheat ships, either wheat or some kind of mineral cargo. So in our outbounders, the BTG Kailash is leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 10:30 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 3:30. The ATB Island Monarch, she's an articulated tug and barge rig, tug and a barge attached together with a hydraulic pin system. Leaving Vancouver, I think refined petroleum is her cargo there in that barge. Leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The EOS Victory is leaving Vancouver, leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The Eastern Highway is leaving Portland, Hondas, and could be some Fords, U.S.-made cars headed to Asia, leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The Apollon is leaving Portland with wheat on board, leaving around 7 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 1 a.m., and the Almeria is leaving Kalama carrying wheat at about 10 p.m., and she will pass Astoria outbound around 3 a.m. on Saturday morning. Just opening. Just to give you an idea of what I have here, I have my laptop open with a remote connection to the station so I can look at the same screen that I was able to look at when I was in the air room. It's just kind of interesting to just keep all those plates spinning in the air, so to speak. So today, I want to talk with you about this. I talked to you yesterday about how the Coast Guard issued a marine safety bulletin for its 7th District area of responsibility. That includes Florida. The bulletin said that the Coast Guard would decline to medically evacuate people from foreign flag passenger vessels, and that really is targeted at cruise ships. It was aimed at cruise ships. No doubt a response to calls for them to take sick people off those cruise ships. The reason for this bulletin was that the U.S. Coast Guard did not want to overburden shore-based medical facilities dealing with COVID-19 patients because Florida is having difficulties there. Then today, this morning, I found an article on gcaptain.com about the port of Fort Lauderdale agreeing to accept cruise ships with sick passengers on board. So there may have been cruise ships requesting help from the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard talking to the facilities on land and coordinating with officials and saying, wow, we can't handle these people. So now, as of yesterday, Florida officials on Thursday said they were prepared to allow two Holland America cruise ships with coronavirus patients aboard to dock at a port near Fort Lauderdale, involving a days-long impasse that drew the attention of President Donald Trump. The tentative agreement would allow the cruise lines Rotterdam and Zaandam ships to dock at the Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale after 27 days at sea. That's according to a report from NBC News. Four passengers aboard the Zaandam have died, and two of them after becoming infected by the coronavirus. Though the details of the plan have yet to be released, Holland America said in a statement that more than 1,200 passengers from both ships would transfer straight to charter flights to their homes. So about 45 sick passengers will stay under quarantine on the Zaandam. And so this is a pretty serious situation in Florida. So on the Ship Report, I'm always looking for ways to interesting stories and how they apply to us. And for us here early on in this situation, citizens here expressed a great deal of alarm at the prospect of cruise ships coming here. And as a result, out of a sense of caution, our local officials, namely the City of Astoria, the Clatsop County Commission, and the Port of Astoria, passed a joint statement that kept the cruise ships away from our region well before there was any issue of ill passengers on a ship that were looking for a port. So as a result of this and other actions like people just plain staying home in Oregon and Washington, so far we have been able to keep contagion, that particular thing, from exploding here. And so my message to you today, just a couple seconds I have left here on the show, is everyone please shelter in place, just stay home. The best thing that could possibly happen to us is nothing. And if we keep doing this, what we're doing right now, we could really help ourselves so much. So I wish good health to everyone, and thank you for listening to the Ship Report.